It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor. Don't know why I like to do that so much. Neighbor. Hi. How are you, neighbor? Well, I'm fine. I was just thinking, this is a day that we can just relax. Yeah, do some things that we really need to do, like feed the fish and water the plant. Simple things like that. And just take our time. Okay? Here you are, fish. First thing today. Just come right up to the surface and eat the food. And now some water for you, plant. I like to pat it every once in a while. I'll set it down while I wash my hands. I like some quiet times, don't you? That water's not going down at all. Seems to be something wrong to get that plunger. Where did I put that? Oh, here it is. This is a plunger that uses suction to unclogged drains. Sometimes it does. Well, I think we have a clogged drain in this place. Okay, better call the plumber. If we can get some plumbing business here. Mr. Horn is the plumber in our neighborhood that I know. 3, 2, 3. Hello, is this the Horn's plumbing place? Yes, it's Fred Rogers calling. Oh. Well, could you get in touch with him? Thank you. I need him to come over. We have some trouble in the kitchen sink. Do you think it'll be long? Oh, okay. Thank you very much. All right. Goodbye. Said they'd get in touch with him and send him over. He'll know what's wrong and how to fix it. Well, that's his job. Any drains in your house? Have you ever noticed the size of them? You know, they're just about that big in this one. And in the bathroom, they're even smaller. Sure. And, you know, I like to tell you, you can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You're bigger than the water, you're bigger than the soap. You're much bigger than all the bubbles, and bigger than your telescope. So you see, you can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You could never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. The rain may go down, but you can't go down. You're bigger than any kitchen drain or bathroom drain. You can never go down, can never go down, you can never go down the drain. No, sir, you certainly could. What's that? Oops, somebody at the back door. Yeah. Doesn't look like the plumber. Audrey!
Hi!
Hi, come in.
I had a few minutes before my next job, and I thought I'd just stop by and visit for a few minutes.
Good.
Oh, what a nice fancy sink you have. The water stays in even without the plug being in it.
Yeah, well, I've been having some trouble in the sink there.
I can see.
The drain seems to be clogged, and I called Mr. Horn, and he's going to be over soon.
Oh, I'm very familiar with plumbers and clogged drains. I better run get my mop. I have a feeling.
Okay. Oh, he must be at the front door. I'll see you when I come back. It is. It's Mr. Horn. Come
Hi,
in,
Mr.
Rogers. Horn.
How are you?
Great. How are you? And
Ooh,
thank
fine.
You for coming.
Well, that's all right.
Right here in the kitchen.
All righty. I just happened to be in the neighborhood on another call.
Well, I'm glad they got in touch with you.
Hi.
You know
Hi.
Audrey Roth.
How are
Mr.
you?
Horn.
Fine. Nice to see you.
Well, let's take a look here. Open up the old toolbox. Water in the sink, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It won't go down.
That's it.
Let me take a look underneath here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, I think what you have here is a clogged elbow.
An elbow?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, an elbow?
Well, I'll show you what I mean. It's a little special piece of pipe.
Fits under the sink.
See, it's a pipe that looks like a person's elbow.
Certainly does.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things are named after different parts of body. You know, the face of a clock, the foot of the bed.
Oh, the leg of a table.
Sure.
I see.
How about the neck of a bottle?
Well, of course. That's not bad. What do you think you're going to have to do there?
Well, I tell you, what we'll have to do is take the elbow off, and we'll clean it out. If we can't do that, I'll have to replace it with a new one.
What's going to happen when you take that off down there to all this water that's up here?
Well, what do you mean, what's going to happen?
Oh, I know very well what's going to happen. Don't do one thing. Here. How about putting this?
Oh, maybe we better.
Yeah. Then when the water, you take that off, the water will go into the bucket instead of on the floor.
All righty.
You know, Audrey's business is cleaning things, so she likes to see that they don't get messed up in the first place.
Well, you're obviously very proud of your work.
Oh, I enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll just slip this off here. All right, get ready, because we're going to have some water squirt out here. Here it comes. Woo! There was a lot of it.
See?
It's a relief to get it done.
Now, here's our clogged elbow.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, that is kind of gooky. I don't know, Mr. Rogers. Take a look at that. I think what we're going to have to do is probably put a new one in there.
Right. Would you be able to clean this out and then maybe use it again sometime?
Well, I'm afraid it's a little too rusty on the inside. No, this one probably never be used again.
Hmm.
But
yeah.
I have a new one in here.
Oh, good.
I'll just put this right on. We'll hook it right back up. Yeah, this will only take a minute. Yeah, that ought to do it. A couple of more turns with a wrench here ought to do it. There we are.
All done?
Right, all through. Now, let's see. I guess the best way to test this would be this bucket right here. See if it won't go down now.
Ready for the water to go down the drain.
There she goes.
Oh,
clean
lovely.
As a whistle.
All fixed. If you don't mind, may I have my bucket?
Oh, sure.
I am due at my next job, so I think I'd better run.
I'm glad you stopped by.
Delighted to see you. Lovely to see you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Audrey.
Well, I'll send you a bill for that, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks, Mr. Horn.
I got my toolbox all fixed up here. I'm glad the trouble wasn't anything major.
Well, it's great to have you handy.
Well, if you have any more trouble, be sure and give me a call.
Certainly will. My best to your family.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Good day to you. So, someone who knows his job so well could really fix something in a hurry. What about our job of make-believe? As Mr. Horn was fixing that pipe, I thought, what about those pipes in the waterfall at King Friday's castle? Why don't we pretend that there's a leak in one of those pipes? Okay? In the neighborhood of make-believe. We could have a plumber come, too.
Don't let go of it, Handyman Negri, whatever you do.
Well, I can't just hold on to it forever, Your Majesty.
We'll have to get a message to Don Quixote.
Oh, good idea. And get him to turn the water off again.
Yes.
I think I have his telephone number right here, sir.
Oh, no! You mustn't let go of that.
King Friday,
Miss Polificate can get me the telephone number. I'll be right back.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Don't let go.
This leak seems to be getting worse.
Oh! Don Quixote is not there. Miss Polificate says he must be out for the day. Donkey should stay near their windmill.
Well, I can't hold on to this forever, sir. What we need is a plumber, King Friday.
Well, you're my handyman.
Yeah, I'm your handyman, but I'm not a plumber, sir. And anyway, if I let go of this...
Watch it. Watch it, Negri.
You see what happens, sir.
Well, I'll have Miss Polificate call a plumber right away.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're ridiculous. The plumber is on his way.
I hope so, sir, because I just can't hold to it much longer. My arms are getting tired, and I'm getting soaking wet, Your Majesty.
Well, how would you like to borrow some soap? Perhaps you could have a shower while you're...
Some soap, sir? Oh, I don't think I could... King Friday, you're not being serious, are you?
Just a little levity, Negri, in a trying situation.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me where King Friday the 13th lives?
Meow, me trolley traps. Meow, meow.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're right over here.
Yes, this way.
Here we are, over here.
Good day.
Good day.
Hello.
I'm Mr. Horn, Master Plumber.
How do you do? I'm King Friday the 13th, ruler of make-believe. And this is Handyman Negri.
How do you do? I'm sorry. I don't think that's a very good idea, do you?
Well, at least I know what the trouble is now, huh?
Yeah. This waterfall has given me nothing but problems since we put it in here. Yeah. If you don't think we can fix it right, please tear it out.
Well, let me take a look here.
Easy there.
What is that, a bucket?
We're just getting the overflow.
Let me up here.
Yeah, sure.
Hang on to that.
Okay,
now.
I got it. Can you make it?
Yeah.
Easy. Hey. Sorry.
Hang on.
Sorry, okay, I've got it.
It's the first thing you learn in plumbing school.
Is that right?
Keep your thumb on that.
Okay. Keep it on. The connection's up there.
Negri.
Yes.
Why does he keep saying?
I don't know, sire. He's just making it through a check.
Watch it now.
Oh, I got. Got it.
Hold on to that.
Easy. All right.
Make it.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Why do you keep saying, uh-huh?
Now, I think I know what the trouble is now.
Well, you see, Mr. Horn, this is the second leak that we've had here in 2 weeks.
Yes. Well, what is the problem?
Well, there are several possibilities, actually, here. Actually, what the problem is that the pipes are too small. Uh-huh. You see, the amount of water being pumped up through the pipes is too great, creates a pressure, and starts a leak.
Well, it's better than holding on to this with my hand forever.
Yeah. Do you think we could do something about it?
There's several things we could do, King, actually.
Well, what are they?
Well, for one thing, you could get a smaller water supply.
Oh, that will never work. You see, Don Quixote has to supply water for this whole neighborhood of make-believe. We need a large water supply.
Yeah. Well, the second thing you could do is get bigger pipes.
Well, that won't work either, Mr. Horn. You see, these are the biggest pipes that we can get here in the neighborhood.
Do you have any other choices?
Well, I would recommend a recirculating waterfall.
Recirculating?
Let me show you. What does that mean?
Let me show you what I mean.
Yeah.
Open up the old toolbox.
Yeah. Recirculating.
Take a look at this, King.
Yeah.
See? Now, this is a recirculating waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
There's your waterfall right there. The water falls down, gets into this catch basin, goes into the recirculating pump, back up again. Here's our handy on and off valve. Returning water, and it recirculates over and over. Small amount of water, but keeps recirculating over and over.
Yes, well, that sounds like a splendid arrangement.
Well, it's a lot better than holding on to leaking pipes, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's portable, too.
Oh.
You can move it from place to place. In case you want to change the scenery or something.
Oh, a movable waterfall. Well, excellent. How soon could you have it for me?
Quick as a wink.
Oh, Friday. It's a telecan for you, Friday.
Thank you very much, my dear. I'll be right there. Excuse me, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Master Plumber Horner, I wonder how long it's going to take us to turn off this water supply.
Well, who runs your water supply?
Well, Don Quixote does, but see, he's been out all day, and we haven't been able to get to him. Every time I let go of this thing,
there's only a little coming out now.
Yeah, it seems to be letting up now. Yeah.
That was Don Quixote there. He said Miss Polificate told him the problem, and he's got the water turned off. I see you've already discovered that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, now we can really get to work, huh?
Okay, yeah, we can do it. Do you want me to take down these old pipes, Mr. Horn?
No, we'll work around it. This is a historical site. You don't want to move nothing.
That's right.
All right. Now, you take the end of this here.
All right.
You can blow these things, won't you? I'll get this stuff in here. What you want to do is tie it on up there and run it down through.
Start it down here, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Got that?
How's that?
Run it down through there.
All right.
All right. Here, I'll take the other end. Can you get through there?
There you go.
We'll just run it out there.
Good deal.
Do you use a lot of hose in your business, Mr. Horn?
Oh, a lot of hose. Thousands of feet of hose.
Yeah.
I sometimes call myself a hose man.
Oh, I see.
More than I do a plumber. Now, this is the little gem right here that's going to do the entire...
Can I connect this down here?
Connect them up there, will you, Handyman Negri?
Is that the recirculating pump?
This is it, King. This is the little gem right here.
Excellent.
Wait a minute, I forgot something.
What is that?
I forgot my pigtail.
A pigtail?
Yes, got to put a pigtail in.
I don't want any pigtails in my waterfall.
This isn't a real pigtail, see. This is it's a plumber's term. This is a pigtail. See?
It looks
like a little pigtail.
Oh, it does.
Now, what you do is you stick that on right there.
Stick the pigtail on.
Having a little trouble getting on there. Sometimes you really got to use a little what we call plumber's strength.
Yeah. That's called P.S., I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, very good, sir. Now, a little levity there again, sir. Yeah. Do we...
Just hook that right up, and we'll put it down in the water. Or the catch basin is what we actually call
catch basin. Okay. Just make this nice and snug, right?
Nice and snug.
Okay, how's that?
All right. Into the water we go now. I want you to plug that in over there.
All righty.
Let's see what happens, King.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. Oh, it's perfect. Right.
Well.
It's a recirculating waterfall.
That's what it is.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, I'm proud of you both, the Master Plumber and Handyman Negri.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Job. Oh, well, Queen, my dear, I'd like you to meet this Master Plumber, Mr. Horn.
Well, I'm delighted. Yes, I'm delighted to meet you.
How do you do, Queen Sarah?
Yes, well, I'm just fine, thank you. You men have all been working so hard out here.
Yes, we have a recirculating waterfall now.
Oh, well, it sounds good and it looks good. I just wondered, since you've been working so hard, if you'd like to come into the castle for some refreshments.
That sounds like a terrific idea, Queen Sarah. Yes.
I'd be delighted, thank you.
Well, come along, both of you.
Well, I'm very proud of everyone. Imagine research.
Right this way, Farmer Horn. Good. Right this way.
So, the make-believe one is fixed, too. Do you remember that fountain that I had one time? I think Bob Trow helped me to fix it. I don't think I left it here. The reason I ask is that it's a recirculating kind of a thing. I'm going to call my wife and see if she knows where it is. Joanne? It's Fred. Do you know where that recirculating fountain is? Yeah, we... Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I wanted to show it to my young friend. All righty. Bye. She says that the McFeelys have it this month. We sort of circulated around the neighborhood. Mrs. McFeely, it's Fred Rogers. And yeah, Joanne told me that you all have the recirculating fountain this month. Yeah. I wanted to show it to my friends. Would Mr. McFeely be able to bring it over? Oh, he's not. Oh, thank you. Sure, just for a little while. Oh, no, I don't need to keep it. Yeah, all right, thanks very much. Goodbye. Mr. McFeely isn't there, but she said she'd bring it over. Yeah, you put water in it, and then the water comes up and goes back down, and then comes up again. You use the same water over and over again. You see, circle means round. And to circulate means to go around. To recirculate means to go around and around and around and around. And that's not the same thing as my sink. No, the water that comes out of the faucet in the sink goes down the drain. It doesn't come back up into the faucet again. Could that be Mrs. McFeely already? It is. She's as speedy as her husband. Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Come in.
Here it is.
That's it. Joanne said you had it this month.
Yes, we've been really having a lot of fun with it.
Well, yes, please. I'll plug it in, get the water. You need about a pitcher full, don't you?
One full pitcher to make it work just right. So nice. You know, we discovered that one of our canaries can sit right on the edge here and drink out of the fountain.
Nice. I'll have the water to you in just a second.
Okay.
We were talking about recirculating things. You know, because this water comes up here and then just back down and up again.
Sure does. You just need one pitcherful and it'll keep going for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Can I turn it on?
Sure.
It's on. Don't you want to put your hands in
it? It does. It's pretty, isn't it?
Sure is.
I like to look so closely at those little drops up there.
Each one's separate. Mm. Rogers,
mm-hmm.
Pretty short visit with the fountain, but I need to do some errands, and I'd like to take the fountain with me.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Sure, we've seen what this recirculating business is all about.
Sorry to have to run.
Well, there's some days that you are as busy as your husband, aren't there?
Yep.
Let me see if I can get this. There.
A lot of water.
Yes, there is. Want me to dry it for you?
It's okay.
There you are.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Can I take you to the door?
Be okay. Bye.
You're going the back door.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good day. Bye, Miss McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Well, little did we know that we would have such a watery day, with circulating and all. Bye, fish. Oh, it is time for me to go, too. And it's a good feeling to have been together this week. And, you know, I'll be recirculating back here next week. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make it a special week for me, by just your being yourself. Mm-hmm. I like you just the way you are. See you next week. Bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.